The last on the fly of the week, wrapping up 2016 out here at AirVenture. And we're just having a little seaplane chat here, like a little neighborhood chat with Paul Seehafer, the chairman of the seaplane base, and Greg Young. And this is an interesting story. And Paul told me earlier in the week, you know, we're going to talk to some interesting people about some cool things. And, of course, the Martin Mars is a big distraction out here. But there's other neat personal level cool aviator things going on, and you're one of them. Steve Kramer is your name. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He started out to be incognito, but he finally realized it's okay to give your real name on the EA radio. Yeah, you know, the funny thing is about Steve, I got here, and I get here early. I get here Wednesday.
Yeah, you have to get here early. That's when I got here too, Wednesday.
And he's sitting under the boathouse roof, rocking in a rocking chair. I'm like, who the hell's that guy?
Just wondering when everybody was going to show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we have never met each other. And I think he's got an interesting story to tell about getting here.
Well, you're an AirVenture virgin, first of all, right? This is your first year at AirVenture, not only the seaplane base, but AirVenture itself.
Yeah, it's been on my list to get here. And I could have took the airline up, you know, years ago. And then I bought this Cub about, 6 years ago.
I could
fly my J3 up there on wheels. But, man, I hear so much about that seaplane base. And if I'm going to go, I'm going to go on floats. That was it. So anyways, I've been putting off the trip, getting my floats ready. And, of course, that took longer than I thought. But
where are you from?
I'm from Florida, Sebastian, Florida.
Sebastian?
Yep.
What kind of floats do you have on your J3?
I got Aqua 1500s, straight floats. And so I geared up. And actually, last year I was gearing up to come up here and some things happened at work and got too busy and I put it off again. But this year I told everybody at work that I'm definitely leaving and won't be here the whole month of July. I'm leaving the whole month, and they didn't believe me, so, because I've been trying to go fly on floats forever. But
you started this adventure what day?
Well, I finally got the floats done July 1st. Went on floats and left on July 4th, Independence Day. I said, I'm out of here. So started my trip up, and I told everybody at work I was going to be gone. They didn't believe me, but when I didn't show up on Monday, they knew I was out of here.
So tell us about your trip up.
Well,
that's a long trip in a J3 on straight floats.
It took
a lot of
months,
planning.
Months of planning. I had some stops of friends to meet on the way. We actually have some property up in Kentucky that needed some work, so I left a little bit early and I went up, started my trip, and I went through Alabama and Lake Martin and Eufaula, and anyways, it was a great trip. But the people that I met on the way, I mean, when I take off and I'm on my first leg and the weather's coming, there's no telling where I'm going to end up. I'm either going to make my destination, I'll be short sleeping on some lake out in my tent, and it's so funny. You leave in the morning, you're like, I have no idea where I'm going to end up. But
well, that's the way it is in any J3 trip.
Yeah. And every time, it's just
even
a great
wheels.
Adventure.
So that is, you know, I'm a seaplane pilot, but I've never done a cross country in a seaplane, and that must actually, you know, for a J3 just doesn't hold that much fuel to start with. And if you got floats on it, it's even heavier. So do you have 12 or do you have an aux tank?
Actually, I do. I have 22 gallons in the wings, and then I have some jerry cans that I store in the floats, and I get about 180 mile range.
That helps a lot.
Yep.
So how do you go about planning that? I mean, do you just get sectional charts out? And you got to call places, you resource through the SPA resource directory?
Well, I definitely use the SPA resources, and, you know, a lot of that is good information. Some of it's not so good, but needs to be updated in some ways. But it's just getting on. Actually, what I do is I get on Google Maps, and I look at the lakes. I look for marinas. I zoom in. I see where the rocky shores are, what lakes are suitable for landing and camping
out.
You
just put a journal together
stuff? Put a little journal together, and then I try to enter all these points on my GPS, because there's really no simple way to transfer all those points. So it's definitely challenging, I got to say. It's and, you know, all the planning you can do in the world, I mean, you can have the plan set in stone, and then when you get in that airplane and, it, you know, it doesn't
the
really work out.
A little stronger like,
yep,
than
everything
you
changes.
Yep.
But that's the adventure that I love. That's why I do it, and that's why I waited so long to make this trip up to Oshkosh. I always wanted to come, and I said, I'm going on floats. And
so you showed up before the staff did. What did you think when you pulled in here when you arrived?
Well, I wasn't planning on getting here this early, but the first part of my trip, there's a lot of weather in Tennessee and Kentucky and tornado warnings, and you know, I was stuck for several days, and I was behind schedule. But then when I started making the headway, I had a nice tailwind, the weather was good, and so I keep flying because, you know, the more I
if
wait
you've got
around,
a tailwind,
if I got a tailwind, I'm
it's
heading
time
out.
To go.
So things started clicking, and next thing I know, I'm pulling up on the dock, and Bill and Jan were here, and I'm like, is this Oshkosh seaplane base?
There were no signs up. Bill and Jan, he's making reference to our two of our volunteers that always show up early, and we can count on them. We kind of assign them duties from home, but the seaplane base at that point is not set up. It's got docks, and it kind of looks like a seaplane base, but there's nothing telling you that it is because it's only a seaplane base 1 week out of the year.
Yeah. No, I knew I was in the right spot. I mean, but I got to tell you, as soon as I pulled up that dock and met Bill and Jan, and then other people started showing up and they needed help, they had to set this whole thing up. I mean, there's a ton of work that goes into getting these grounds organized and situated to accept all these planes. It's just unbelievable amount of effort that goes in by everybody. So I pitched in. I had nothing else to do, and, boy, they put me to work, and I was kind of sorry I came early. But by the time we got all this done, it was...
Yeah, you were not sorry.
But, no, it was great. They fed us good, and it's family here. It really is. It's awesome trip.
So that's probably your favorite thing about this experience. But if you had to choose a second favorite thing, what would it be?
About this place?
About your experience here.
Yep.
Because, I mean, obviously the people are are always the best experience.
But it's just the challenge and heading in that plane and not knowing really who you're going to meet that night. And that was really that's the adventure to me. And the people I met every stop on the way up, I had 9 different stops, didn't know these people, and people went out of their way to come by and say hello. And
did you always stop at marinas?
No. Sometimes it's in a lake, and you got to carry your jerry cans down the street to the convenience store and get some auto fuel. And you know, some of the seaplane bases. Yep.
Steve is a good example, in my opinion, of what Paul Bresny used to say about how we come here for the airplanes. They're what draws to the event. But it's the people that have you coming back.
Yep.
We've truly adopted him. And if he doesn't come back, we'll probably be calling him, harassing him. I know it's a long trip, Steve, but you know what? Look at all the cool people you met along the way.
He doesn't have to do the trip in a cub every time, you know. The variety is the spice of life.
Yeah.
coming is what's important. That is a very cool trip. You won't be able to, you know, experience that same trip again because you can't ever replace what you've done. You can try and copy it, but it'll never work.
Nope. And I'm so glad I came, and don't really want to leave yet, but I got to get back to work. And
well, we all do. You know, all of us volunteers here. You know,
I haven't talked to Jack Pelton about how we could make the seaplane base run like this, 52 weeks. You'd have to fly off the snow out here because they drive cars around on the ice.
Yeah.
Well, we have a ski plane flying over here. Instead of over at Pioneer.
Last year we somewhat did that. All the airplanes left Pioneer that are seaplanes, local seaplanes that put skis on, they came over here and kind of had their own little ski plane deal.
Oh, that's
right out here
cool.
In the bay.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you guys, I mean, this is one of my absolute favorite venues, Saturday here at the seaplane base. Before we go, I do want to plug again the Watermelon Social tonight at 5 o'clock. If you're over on main grounds, the bus leaves from the is there two buses this year, Paul? I know we have the bus from the bus center, the bus tower. Do we still have one that's down in the South 40 as well?
They actually have been doing like a circle with each bus.
Okay.
So it's been a little bit different. We had to do that in considering the volume.
All right. So if someone wants to get out here, where do they go? Bus center or South 40 bus stop by
Old
Trail?
The bus center would be best.
Yep. Okay. So head on over to the bus center. Get yourself over here around 5 o'clock and enjoy this beautiful, beautiful place as part of your AirVenture experience this year. You can't describe it enough what it's like out here. You just have to come out and see it.
Yes.
There's no way there, because you have to feel the experience. You can't just, on radio isn't very visual either, even though we do have our wonderful web streamers here, and they've been following us around all week at airventure.org/webcams around the grounds. So all of our shows have been live, but yeah, man, it's awesome. So, if you're looking on the webcam, they'll spin it around for you here in the next couple minutes, and you can check it out. But come over, experience it, because it really is about the experience.
It's all about the experience. And while we're a small part of EA, I really do hope members and visitors can experience it.
Yeah. Jaymont G, we're on the fly. This wraps up 2016 for this show on EA Radio. But we'll certainly be back next year in 2017 with a lot more fun and exciting programming on the fly. Jaymont G signing off. You're listening to EAA Radio.